In just 1 month this past spring, 2,000 children were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. president insisted on criminally prosecuting adults caught illegally crossing the border and separating them from their children.
If you took zero tolerance away, everybody would come right now. They'd be getting their little belongings, unfortunately. You would have a run on this country the likes of which nobody's ever seen.
But the policy backfired when images emerged of distraught toddlers torn from their parents and teenagers in cage-like facilities. Some places barred siblings from hugging each other and others prevented workers from holding weeping kids. The president had to admit that even his wife was moved.
My wife, our first lady, is down now at the border because it really bothered her to be looking at this and to seeing it as it bothered me.
And so zero tolerance was scrapped, but parents are still being separated from their kids if their kids are American citizens and their parents are being deported, or if the adults are affiliated with gangs or criminal activity. Meantime, Trump still talks about an elusive wall.
We're talking about a wall for $20 billion, $15 billion. Could even do it cheaper. I have to. And it'll be better than anybody's ever seen a wall.
With number 7 in your top 10 stories of 2018, I'm Renee Bernard.